This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salam ala ashraf al-anbiya wa mursaleen nabiyyina wa qudwatina Muhammad. عليه أفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزيدنا علما يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to beginning class for Arabic Wednesday evening, November 24th, 2001, and we have a new chapter that we are beginning, inshallah ta'ala. الدرس السادسة عشرة. الدرس السادسة عشرة. The 16th lesson. No conversation here between المدرس and محمد. Teacher and Muhammad. المدرس says, لمن هذه الأقلام يا محمد. And just from this line, you should be able to notice something strange, and you should be able to discern what this entire lesson is about. لمن هذه الأقلام يا محمد. The observant student will see a discrepancy, something that doesn't make sense. هذه is an ism إشارة. Ism إشارة, a demonstrative pronoun for feminine, singular, close by. Masculine singular close by is هذا. Feminine singular close is هذه. However, when we get to the next word to see what the ism al-ishara is referring to, what is the demonstrative pronoun referring to? Al-aqlamu, which we know is the broken plural of qalamun. Al-aqlamu, the pens. So the teacher is asking, liman hadhihi al-aqlamu ya Muhammadu? Whose pens are these, Muhammad? Why do we have in Arabic a singular demonstrative pronoun when the noun that it is referring to is plural? The answer to this question, and this is something that is a theme that we see occur multiple times in different situations in Arabic, is that that Arabic distinguishes between عاقل and غير عاقل, both in nouns and in verbs. عاقل, from your عقل, your intellect. So we could say, I don't know what's the best translation. I kind of dispute the connotation that some things do not have any intelligence or intellect. We have examples from the Quran and of the Sunnah, right? Of different types of creatures or creations interacting with human beings that we would not normally expect. For example, the ants and Surat An-Naml interacting with Sulaiman, or the mountain, Mount Uhud, interacting with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the trees bending over to shade him, etc., etc. But anyway, this is what it's known as in Arabic grammar, عاقل and غير عاقل. Okay, so عاقل refers to people, and غير عاقل refers to everything else. So pens refer to everything else. One of the distinctions between عاقل and غير عاقل is in أسماء الإشارة, demonstrative pronouns. With plural demonstrative pronouns, or I should say with plural nouns that are غير عاقل, we use singular feminine demonstrative pronouns. Yes, that's right. It would be لمن هذا القلم in the singular. Yes. Whose pen is this? And if it was plural, it would be لمن هذه الأقلام. The singular feminine demonstrative pronoun is used for a plural غير عاقل subject or noun. And this will happen with verbs too, but we're not there yet. Just notice how this applies to أسماء, to, and specifically within أسماء, أسماء الإشارة. Nouns, demonstrative pronouns. Okay. It also applies to subject pronouns. Muhammad responds, هِيَ لِي يَا أُسْتَاذُ. Literally, in English, we have to translate it as they are my, plural, subject pronoun. But in Arabic, since it's غير عاقل, we do not say هُم لِي. We say هِيَ لِي. And hiya here is feminine singular in form, but it refers to something that is plural. And غير عاقل. Hiya li ya ustadu. المدرس says, hiya جميلة جدا. Ah, we see that it follows not just demonstrative pronouns, not just subject pronouns, but also the adjectives that describe them. جميلة, singular feminine form. Describing what? What's beautiful? The aqlam, the pens. وَهَذِهِ الْكُتَبُ. Okay, we switched it up now. So this was all about the pens up until here. Now, وَهَذِهِ الْكُتَبُ. Same exact thing. Demonstrative pronoun, singular feminine form, describing a plural, غير عاقل noun. Books. وَهَذِهِ الْكُتُبُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. We have the same exact thing as here. We have an adjective in the singular feminine form, even though the noun right before it is plural. It's in the broken plural. أَهِيَ لَكَ. And these new books, are they yours? We have all three parts of speech that we covered previously in the singular feminine form, even though the noun that they refer to is plural. Al-kutubu is the plural of kitabun. Al-kitabu. Al-aqlamu is the plural of qalamu. Qalamun. And we have hadihi, hiya, jamilatun. Hadihi, al-jadidatu, hiya. Yes. Muhammad responds, La hiya li hamidin. No, they, in translation, because we do not do this technique in English at all. We keep them in the plural, regardless of whether they're aqal or ghal aqal, though we do have a separate subject pronoun, it, and it's an object pronoun as well, and the possessive pronoun. Right, so we have a separate one to denote non-human things. But here, we don't have those features in the Arabic language, but we do something else. We use the singular feminine form for a plurality of غير عاقل nouns. هي لحامد. They are Hamid's. The مدرس follows us up. أين دفاتيركم يا إخوان? Where are your notebooks? دفاتيرو is the plural of دفترو. دفترون, دفاتر, دفاتركم, your notebooks. يا إخوان. علي responds for the whole group. هي هنا على هذا المكتب. They are here. He uses هي for they to represent دفاتر, the plural of دفتر, notebooks. They are here on this مكتب, on this desk. And this is another a very nice reminder that these nouns, if they are singular, they are still going to be masculine, right? That they have not changed gender magically. They're not shapeshifters, right? They haven't changed their pronouns on a whim. But no, this is a linguistic device to help us differentiate between, we could say neuter, or we could say غير عاقل, we could say non-human beings or nouns, whatever you want to categorize it in your head. That we use the singular feminine form not just to refer to singular feminine nouns, but also to refer to plural غير عاقل nouns. Very good. So they're going to show us some examples. تأملي الأمثلة الآتية. تأمل. أمل comes from hope or to wish. تأمل يتأمل means to ponder. تأمل means ponder. I don't know what the مصدر of pondersome, or the act of pondering, right? So here we have المفرد and الجمع. المفرد and الجمع. Singular, plural, singular, plural. هذا طالب جديد. طالب is a عاقل. Talking about somebody who is a human being, creation. هو من أمريكا. Look at the هو used to correspond to a singular masculine human pronoun. الجمع هؤلاء طلاب جدد. هم من أمريكا. You see that these students are new. Look at all the things that changed here. They're showing us here, alif represents عاقل, talking about human, and با represents the opposite, غير عاقل. Right? So the singular is the same. هذا طالب جديد هو, right? هذا هو. But now let's switch it up to something that's غير عاقل, كتاب. هذا كتاب جديد هو من أمريكا. Easy, same exact thing. But look at the plural. هذه كتب جديدة هي من أمريكا. This is a nice graphical representation, or in a chart, just another way of saying the exact same thing that we just learned in the conversation. Number two, حول المبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. Transform or convert the مبتدأ in each of the following sentence to plural. Okay, we have the example, هذا بيت, هذه بيوت. And they're going to give you, they're going to spot you the plural just to make it easier for you. So we have هذا نجم, هذه نجوم, هذا درس, هذه دروس, هذا قلم, هذه أقلام, هذا باب, هذه أبواب, هذا نهر, river, هذه أنهار, تجري من تحتها الأنهار, هذا جبل, هذه جبال, هذا كلب, هذه كلاب. This is a very good reference for your broken plurals. هذا بحر, هذه بحار, هذا كتاب. بحر, by the way, is ocean. هذه كتب, هذا حمار, هذه حمر, هذا سرير, هذه سرر. Bed, حمار, as you probably remember, is donkey. هذا دفتر, هذه دفاتر. ممنوع من الصرف. Look at how the تنوين fell away. دفاتر. هذا مكتب, هذه مكاتب. Look at that. مكاتب, also ممنوع من الصرف. هذا فندق, هذه فنادق. This is a hotel. فندق is a hotel. And فنادقو, notice how دفاتيرو, مكاتبو, فنادقو are all on the same وزن. They're all on the same morphological pattern. They sound the same. Now, Arabic is a very musical language. دفاتيرو, مكاتبو, فنادقو. And so anything on that وزن is going to be ممنوع من الصرف. Oh, we're not done. No, there's more. هذه ساعة. What do we do? What do we change here? All this was هذا. They were masculine in the singular. Now you're getting some that are masculine, that are, excuse me, feminine even in the singular. How are they going to change? Are they going to become hunna? No, they're going to stay here, right? So, or in this case, هذه. So they're not going to change at all. هذه ساعة. Yes. So it's, you literally can't get it wrong. You say it's هذه for both. هذه سيارة. هذه طائرة. Now we're going to go far. ذلك نجم. And they're going to test you here. What would it be? ذلك. What's the feminine of ذلك? تلك. تلك نجوم. And here we go. تلك سيارة. تلك سيارات. Very, very good. أشر إلى الأسماء الآتية باسم إشارة مناسبة. Excuse me. مناسب للقريب. هذا. هذه. هؤلاء. So here they're going to have you mix and match. You're going to have to now, you're going to have to discover. You're going to have to think and figure out which are the nouns that are عاقل and which are the nouns that are غير عاقل. Which are the ones that are human and which are the ones that are not human. The ones that are human, they're going to have هذا in the present, excuse me, هذا in the singular, and هؤلاء in the plural. Whereas the ones that are not human are going to have هذا or هذه in the singular, and it will only have هذه in the plural. And I think that's where we're going to stop there. So you have time to drink in this lesson slowly and work on the previous exercises and practice them and write them in your notebooks, because the next exercise is definitely a step up in difficulty. You're looking ahead. We have another similar exercise, but using the demonstrative pronouns that are for things that are far away. And then we have a nice little chart here that's going to break it down for us, when to use which pronoun for whether it is عاقل or غير عاقل. And that is the end of the lesson. So we'll continue and finish, inshallah ta'ala, lesson 16 next class. وبالله التوفيق. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.